Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
It is finally D-Day, and some decisions were a little bit more surprising than others. Will, what the heck? And Carmen is already sliding in those DMs. Let's talk about it, y'all.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Ah! Oh, my
gosh. The flashing lights.
Oh, my gosh.
Will won't dump me on TV.
Yeah. Oh my God. Look, I'm not going to yell because I've had the feedback before that I have a microphone, so there's no need to yell.
This is yell worthy.
But let me just say, OMG.
Yep. OMG.
We were screaming watching this.
OMG, WTF, what is going on?
The ending. Okay. I know. We got a lot to talk about, and I don't want to jump to the ending and all that good stuff, but let's introduce ourselves and get it going. I am Takira Shabre in my lovely panel.
Hey guys, I'm Carmen, and I hope you're ready. Like, I'm ready to talk about this episode.
Oh, I'm ready, and I'm Maddie Pox. I'm happy to be back for the finale. I can't believe it's over.
And we are missing our lovely Mike. My feeling, he is not with us today, but we have to do a reunion, y'all.
We have to.
Like, the tell-all, the twist at the end was way too much.
Yes.
And we can't end this after show and after party without Mike. So,
yes.
If we can get a couple of views on this one, I guarantee they'll let us come back next week.
Yes.
Guaranteed. Yeah. But anyway, so we have a lot to talk about. We're talking about, obviously, D-Day. We have our special fan segment, Shout Out, because you guys have been absolutely bomb. And we'll still rate our couples, give our Gold Star Award, and all of that. So let's get into it.
Woo.
Yeah.
Let's start with AJ and Steph.
AJ and Steph.
Were you surprised?
Yeah.
I was surprised. Because she kind of started putting her foot down, like, you know, yeah, we got through it, but it was forced. I was like, uh-oh.
Yes.
Here comes the real stuff.
The plot twister. Yeah. How many did you guys think that she was going to say no?
I did.
Yeah?
Maddie? Me too. And then I think that he was so excited, so she felt bad. And then she was like, oh, okay, maybe he's not so crazy and I could try.
So you think originally she was going to say no?
I think she changed at the... Yeah, she seemed really nervous, and she didn't seem, like, sure about it at all.
Her face was like, it was like, yeah. it was...
Editing does its job.
It does.
Yeah.
Because it's like, man, you don't know what to believe, because half the time when they're talking about it, everybody looks disappointed. Like, everybody looks like they want their marriage to end. So you just never know what's going to get said until it gets said.
100%. I will say, what did you guys think of AJ's last plea? Being that this entire season, you guys have been two prominent ones to be completely against AJ. What did you guys think? Some people in the chat, SpaceKitty69, what's up, said, I think AJ was starting to sweat when she was talking about his outbursts.
He was like looking extremely paranoid.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'll give him his props. As he started to give his spiel and love bomb Steph, at least he acknowledged that he's a handful, and he knows it. And then he kind of clarifies some things. He's an only child, which kind of explains the spoiled, demanding ways. I'm just hoping that he's committed to becoming a better person, not just for Steph, but for himself. Like, he needs to get on top of that anger thing, because I am nervous about what's going to happen after the camera's cut off. And I would love to see them on Happily Ever After.
Really?
I would.
Still nervous?
I'm nervous, too. I think he, relays a lot of his happiness on her, and it's kind of scary. Like, I don't... There's something with him. And I don't know how it's going to play out when the camera, the show's over. He's just going to keep having these outbursts. And she's,
so you think it'll get worse or better with the cameras gone?
Probably worse, because you really get to know someone. Like, he's still probably acting. Mm-hmm. And then he's just going to, you know, escalate more once they get more comfortable.
Yeah.
And it was just weird because, once again, he brings up, he's going to, if he would be like, devastated if she said no, and then he's gonna have to have dinner alone. God forbid.
Yeah.
Whatever the trauma is about dinner alone. But you know what? He's the only child, so maybe like that loneliness stems from his childhood.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna channel my inner Mike. So, hello, Mike. I think Mr. Ollie Wuda put in the chat crazy eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, I stand by that.
Mr. Ollie Wuda, again, what's up? No drinking game this week, but for the reunion, please believe. But Mr. Ollie Wuda said it was hard to tell, but she wasn't all for it like I thought she would be. I definitely ditto on that. But for, I'm going to channel my inner Mike and say I think that it might hopefully get a little bit better with the cameras off, because obviously that was Mike's whole stem of why he's frustrated, why AJ was so frustrated, and that anger outburst sort of mentality.
And Aslam says, I would be scared to stay with him. And I would too. I would too. I just don't, something about him just isn't stable to me.
Okay.
But you know what? I feel like, I honestly feel like Steph made the right choice with where she is with her communication and her relationship with AJ, because they do get along, but passion sometimes overrules logic. And if they have a really good sex life and a really good chemistry, maybe maybe that's what's drawing her in and making her feel like this might be for her, or it might be okay, because I guarantee you this is the most sex that
anybody on the
AJ
show
has had in a very long time.
Yeah.
And I just think, I think that she's dating down a little bit, but it's like the nerdy guy fell for her, but he's cute and he does the job.
He's doable.
So yeah, he's doable. So she's like, you know what? I'll stick it in, because, you know,
literally. Oh, that was bad. Giggity.
Pineapple. I just picked up on that.
Like, I think she's just sticking with it. Like, why not? I mean,
she's settling.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's settling. Miss, I hate to say it.
Miss Brown Sugar, another extended panel. Panelist says, yeah, it seemed like it never occurred to AJ that Steph might have said no until hearing her talking. Ditto, because at first he was like, whoa, she could legit leave me. And I hope that it scared him just a tad. Like, but anyway,
Lauren Mayo said, only child is not an excuse. He's over 40.
Oh, touche.
I don't know.
Yeah, my husband's an only child, so
he's,
I think that sticks with you for life.
I think he's like an attention seeker. Not your husband, I mean. Attention seeker and can't deal with confrontation.
Yeah, 100%. Well, they said yes. They are our first couple that we're talking about that said yes.
They said yes.
We'll see. How long do you guys think that they'll last, or will they last? Before we move on.
It depends on how passive Steph stays.
Okay.
Because Steph has been very passive through this whole process.
Did she make you proud tonight, though?
No.
She really? She stayed with good old crazy eyes.
Yeah, but like, her points. Do you think she put her foot down a little bit? Because Twitter was blowing up saying that they were really proud of Steph and her decision. Okay.
Props to her, but I don't think that she put her foot down enough. Like, and I don't think he listened enough. Like, he was just like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, he doesn't seem to get it.
All right. I think, I think he kind of listened. I think he got it. I will say, you guys, we had a really big surprise for you this week. Steph was supposed to be on our couch this week. She really wanted to be here, and she did say that she was going to try to join our live chat for, you know, agreements on the show. She couldn't physically be with us, but the show has aired, so you never know who might be on our couch next week. Yay. We'll try to make it happen. Let's move on to our next couple. It's so funny. We're talking about our yes. Keith and Christine.
Yay! Are you guys as happy as we are that they actually worked out?
You guys were ecstatic. Carmen, I think you were probably the most excited.
I was so happy because I literally thought that she was going to dump him. Thanks to the editing, I thought that she was looking for more. She wanted a man that had more. And yeah. I know that she doesn't want to have kids. That's a really big thing. Well, not yet.
Yeah.
So the fact that she saw his potential, because I saw him trying every week. He stepped his game up and up and up and up and up.
100%.
Even though the LOV thing was a little weird.
Did you guys see her face when they brought that first of all, shout out to Dr. Cal, because he was like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. He's like, well, what does this even mean? So her face, though, that's what made me think, holy crap, y'all, she's really going to break this man's heart. Mm-hmm. Like, because I feel like he would have been heartbroken. He's worked way too hard. Mm-hmm. To me, after seeing the entire season, he has shown he'd be the one that I would want to be with.
Yeah.
Just because he's shown the most potential, the most effort, the most change, the most growth. Yep. And I think that's honestly the main reason why Christine decided to stay married.
I was so happy. I'm so happy that she acknowledged him for his potential and not who he is. Because everything isn't like instant gratification. Some things you have to grow into and feel, and I think he's showing all the signs of a man who deserves a fair shot.
Yeah.
Even if he isn't perfect off the bat or he doesn't have everything, because when he was like, I don't know if I'm going back to my grandmom's house or my grandma, like, she doesn't even have like... Like, you guys don't even have... You don't have anywhere to whisk her off to yet.
Right.
But she hung in there with him, and I'm proud of her for that.
Yeah. And he did say, quote, I'll be amazing one day.
Yeah. That kind of broke my heart, but it was cute.
It cued the violin, because that, I think, got everybody.
So. Myesha is crying laughing at...
What's our chat saying?
At what Keith said, if he gets a divorce, he's going back to his grandma. I feel you, though. It's kind of like, like... Gee, well,
Allison,
rain on the parade. Why don't you?
I know, right? Allison Nala. Hopefully, I'm saying that right. Brings up such a ridiculously good point when she said she said he just wanted to come home and be lazy. He was shook. I died. You are not the only one that died. And that I was like, okay. And this is when Ish gets real. Everybody's face is like, oh crap, this is what it, and she 100%, I'm glad she brought it up, because she was like, look, and Dr. Cal was like, it's completely in agreement with her. She's like, I'm not about to do all of this stuff. I get that you've changed, you're improved, but I'm glad that she brought it up.
I feel like she has a man that's gonna be wrapped around her finger. Like, not in a way that she's gonna like use him, but he is just so into her, and that's kind of what you want. Like, you don't want a man that you are chasing behind, hoping that you're making him happy. Yeah. You want someone who's just willing to try, like, willing to show you the effort that he's gonna step up to the plate and not challenge you about everything. Kind of like Will did. Like, Will wasn't really budging, you know.
We'll talk about him later,
but. He's the type that, like, she knows that she has a guy who's totally into her. And I like that she's a little more assertive than him and a little more, you know, I think she's going to bring the best out of him.
She definitely does, 100%. Yeah. Maddie, what you got? Anything else on them?
I was very surprised. I thought she would say no. And obviously, tables turned.
All right.
And I was going to say they sat really far from each other on the couch. And that is what someone in the live chat just said. I got to find it.
Mic to the...
And then also, True Reality 101 says Christine was living with her parents too, though.
She was.
Are you too shy? She was. Yeah. Good point. That is a darn good point. All right. Anything on Keith and Christine? Obviously, they said yes.
I think she's going to be pregnant way sooner than she thinks.
Really? You think so?
If they stay together.
Yeah.
That night, I mean, the fact that he told her that he loved her officially, like, it's for real official. And she said that she did, too, so.
His smile was just everything.
I know. Honey, he was radiating.
Yeah, that was, like, the biggest smile I've seen on the whole show.
Yeah. Myesha in the chat says their chemistry was my fave to watch this season. I definitely agree.
Their kiss. That was so cute. I almost started crying.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's why I was so happy. Like, aww. I got up like, yes! Yeah. Because I just didn't want her to leave him.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that she stuck in there. I really am, because I thought it was a wrap. Yeah. Especially after last week's episode where she was like, I don't know, don't speak too soon, Mom.
Yeah.
You know,
we figured that she was setting it up.
Yeah.
100%. All right. Can we get to the fun?
Yes.
The fun. So the season, Married at First Sight, season 8, was a 50-50, literally split And I'm not talking Jazz and Will's roles, household roles. So the other two couples that said no, let's talk about the first, Luke and Kate.
Well, 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 what? Ladies and gentlemen, somebody has a backbone after all.
Yo, she grabbed her, well, I was about to say cojones, but she grabbed her dantas on this one.
She grew some cojones. Gosh.
I thought she was going to say yes because she was going all, like, she was putting on that little innocent voice in the beginning, and she's like, I really care about him so much. I really like him. And I was like, no.
I'm like, what are you talking about? And then when they sit and talk about how much they like each other and they're attracted to each other, I'm like, where is this mystery chemistry that the camera keeps missing? Like, you guys are lying blatantly. Like, you don't, 100%. You're not into her, Luke. Cut it out.
100%.
And then you sit there with that little goofy, like, yeah. It's like a act every time. It's like a, it's like a facade, like a mask that he puts on, and it's this fake smile that comes with like this little bit of sweat on his forehead. Mm-hmm. He gets all shiny, like it's just so forced. Like, why not just admit that you're not into her? Like, what did you get it with him?
What did you guys think about him saying, you know, I kind of wish Kate was here so that we can talk a little bit more about it? Maddie, what did you think about him saying
that?
He's
such a liar. Like, he's just saying that for the camera. And when he said, what did he say? I wrote it down because I was like, oh, how can he even say this? He
goes, oh, a good personality?
No, he goes, I feel like you just get me.
No, I'm like, what?
Yeah, you don't even guess that you're a jerk.
I literally was cringing.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot wait until to review the what is it? Oh, when she says something about...
Wait. Okay. Let's leave that to the end. Let's leave it to the end.
It changes everything.
Yay, Kate. That's right, Space Kitty 69.
Let's talk about, first of all, kudos, and I don't want to give an early gold star award, but kudos to Dr. Pepper because she was like, look.
Yes.
Sister asked the question that everybody has been wondering this entire season. How the heck do you make sex happen when you feel the way you feel? You have no chemistry.
None. Mm-hmm.
How does it happen?
I would love to know.
And did they even really answer besides Kate saying, well, he just wanted to make me happy?
Well, he said, he said, let's skip that. Or, okay, they said, so he just goes, he totally dismisses it.
Well, yes. Kate said, quote, just doing it to make me happy. And then Luke told Kate, pretty much don't put words in my mouth.
Yeah.
And they completely bypassed it.
His whole demeanor just reads, don't embarrass me. Please don't embarrass me. Please don't make me look bad on TV. Yeah. Whatever you do, don't make me look bad on TV. There's some huge secret that we need to find out about why their sex was so secretive. We don't know if it's because he has a boyfriend or a girlfriend. But... there is something behind that. When it was brought up today, he broke out into a sweat again and was just like, let's just not.
Yeah.
You know, he did. Like, he got nervous. What is the big deal?
He got nervous. No, go ahead, Maddie. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, answering to, was it Dr. Pepper who asked him, how can you have sex with someone you're not attracted to? He obviously was closing his eyes and picturing someone else or someone else of the opposite sex.
Who knows?
Oh. My golden question is, so obviously Kate went first on her answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think if Luke would have went first that the result would have been different?
I don't know, but I am so happy that they did not give Luke the opportunity to dump her first after everything that she has endured. If they would have given him the opportunity to speak first, that would have just, she deserved to dump him. And
you know
they
what?
Knew it.
I have to say that if Luke would have went first, the pit of my stomach says that Kate would have took him back. Because Luke, I feel honestly, truly in my gut, I feel Luke would have said that he wanted to stay together. And Kate, I hate to say it, I really, and I truly hope that I'm wrong. I hope that I'm 100%
incorrect. I think she was fed up.
I I think that she, if Luke would have went first, she would have said,
you know,
she
what got stuff. Me, and it really pissed me off. As many times as I watched Kate carry her own bags up and down the steps to the vacation, from the vacation, into the car, out of the car, Luke never even questioned or lifted a hand to help her. And now, as soon as she dumps him, all of a sudden it's, do you need help? You want to help me? No, I don't. And she went and packed her own stuff. That's right, Kate. And kept it moving on him. No, you don't get to help her now. No.
Yeah, Miss Brown. Absolutely not. Miss Brown Sugar says he's all about keeping up appearances. Mm-hmm. It's so true. He cares so much what everyone thinks, especially the cameras and the audience.
Yep.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Everyone in our extended panels, you guys, I honestly, like, we have to say, you have made this ridiculously enjoyable. Your comments, your views, your live chat. I mean, like, you guys blow it up. Mm-hmm. So Carmen has a special thank you just for you.
Listen, guys. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Before we move on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you for watching us, for giving us 5 stars on iTunes if you're listening, and for giving us a thumbs up and always making our chat so live. We had so many people waiting to get into the conversation tonight, which we love. So we just want to let you guys know that we appreciate you, and just going to give a shout out to our network, AfterBuzz TV, who makes all of this possible. If you're watching right now, make sure you tell a friend to tune in with us next week when we review the
reunion
show, so they can get in on a conversation too. This means so much to all of us, and we really, really enjoy what we do, and we appreciate you supporting us while we do it. So don't forget to tell your friends to get in on the fun, and we'll be right here waiting for you guys when you do, okay?
Yes, so thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I gotta say one more thing about Luke. This whole emotionally draining thing. Did anyone else pick up on it? Did y'all in the live chat pick it up?
He, like, passively, aggressively had to take, like, another last little dig at her. Mm-hmm.
He was like,
it's better than being, you know, emotionally draining.
This has been so emotionally draining, he says. And Dr. Cal was like, you know what? I fight for marriage.
Right. But this time?
Not this one.
Yeah, not this one. No. It's torture. If it was torture to watch, imagine just enduring it.
Can I get my one more spill?
Yes, mm-hmm. Please.
I 100% think that they are still having sex.
I think so, too.
I think they're still having sex. Mm. Not to mention our extremely valuable and credible source that we still can't to this day talk about. And not even thinking about that, I don't care if they're together, still married, whatever. Mm-hmm. I 100% think that they're still having sex. So who else agrees to me or with me? Drop it in the live chat. Do you guys agree? You think they're still having sex?
If she does, if she is, that's still whack.
I thought so. But then when I saw that little twist with the reunion, I don't think so anymore.
Oh, okay, let's talk about it real quick. Yeah. So
I think Jazz and Will might be having sex now.
God, wait.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Did I jump the gun? For the end. But no, this bomb that hopefully everyone saw at the very last bit of it, they were talking about the reunion in a very small clip. Kate is pretty much going off on Luke and saying, everyone is saying you have a boyfriend, that you are dating a man the entire time.
He's like, let's get into it, honey. What? He's like, yes, let's get into it because.
Wait, did she say, you're sleeping with a bunch of guys too? Did I hear that wrong?
I didn't hear that part. I just heard her say, I'm paraphrasing, but everyone's been saying that you've had a boyfriend the entire time. And what do y'all think about that? Like, everyone, our extended panel, Twitter, everyone.
Are we everyone?
Ooh. No, I'm just saying everyone was saying he was gay.
AJ said it. At the cabin, remember? He said, are you a top or are you a bottom?
You don't just randomly say that to somebody unless you pick up on... Like, he doesn't ask Will if he's a top or a bottom.
Yeah.
He asked Luke if he was a top or a bottom.
And he was tapping...
When I tell y'all, I fell out when he popped him on his butt.
Yo. Hold on, what? Mr. Ollie Wooda, Space Kitty, what the heck is going on live chat? So, Mr. Ollie Wooda said, she said his... Facebook is relationship with a man. And Space Kitty said it's Facebook official. And Gabriella Miller, hey girl, hey, says I still think he is posted as gay, and yet another dig at Kate. Like, she made him not want to be with woman.
Ooh. Crazy.
Ooh.
What?
I'm so ridiculously excited to talk about this.
All of his friends were coming over, and they were definitely guy-on-guy couples. Yeah. There was a lot of guys. They're all, like, rubbing his back. Like, yeah. They're all, like, caressing him when they hug him. Like, hey, Pastor Luke.
Yeah. You won't live that down.
No.
All day.
There was at least 10 gay couples there, which is fine, but...
Yeah, we don't discriminate, but it's kind of telling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Touche. You tend to roll with
a strong association there.
Tend to roll with a crowd you like. All right. let's talk about.
Aw.
Dang, y'all. I don't mean to laugh. Because that came out completely wrong. I'm just completely surprised. Let's talk about Jazz and Will.
Oh, my gosh. You know?
Ooh. I think. Agree, disagree. Do you think it was the most surprising?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that they were going to be practical and hang in there. Ooh. I thought that Will was the perfect medicine for Jasmine to help her grow up and keep her grounded. But it was just not there for him. And it became official tonight.
And
I was really rooting for him. Like, you know what? He's just being a gentleman. But at least he didn't sleep with her. Because imagine if he had just taken advantage of the fact that she was so ready to have sex.
Yeah.
Touche. Do you think that's why? Obviously, everyone, our extended panel, viewers, comments, Twitter, has said the entire time that's the reason why he's not having sex with her. Because one, he's not attracted to her, just like Luke. And two, he knows in the back of his mind that he doesn't want to be with her. And so maybe he's a respectable guy and just doesn't want to take advantage.
It could be. It could be that he didn't want to have sex on camera. Not on camera.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I just don't want agree. Sex life to be a part of the season. Yeah. Everybody says Maddie? That.
I think he was maybe, like, it's not like he thinks she's ugly or something. Like, obviously she's pretty and whatnot. But, yeah, I don't think he was that into her. He thought she was always complaining. And
debating.
Yeah, and he
doesn't
just,
like a debater.
He didn't like that from the start. Mm. So I think his excuse, like, he didn't want to get involved with having sex with her and then dumping her, and she would be like, oh, you just used me.
And now my mind is flashing back to something that a fan said before in the chat. That is a close alumni association. Like, he went to school where her father went to school. So, of course, you don't want to have sex with the daughter and then have to see the father again and deal with that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, maybe okay,
like
I got you.
Maybe that played into it too. Like, man, this man's dad is wrapped up in, you know, we're both alumni, we're affiliated. I don't want to deal with those problems in the future. But what really was contradicting about one of Jazz's statements is that she was saying she wanted him to have more ambition for a future, like to want to make more money and career. But she shot down his career goal, which was completely practical. There's nothing wrong with being a college coach. They make really good money.
Or just a coach general.
Or in general. If they were to have children and he wanted to coach the children, that's wholesome to me. Like, and it's a passion. Like, people love sports, and that's nothing wrong with following through, because there aren't, like, if you really, really love basketball and you're not going to the NBA, there's nothing wrong with pursuing coaching or even assistant coaching to keep that dream alive.
Mm-hmm. So, Maddie, I have a question for you, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
His face, I'm not going to give my opinion yet, but his face during her spill, what'd you think about that? And everyone in the live chat, obviously. Did he care? Did he really care?
No, he seemed really nervous and over it, I think. I was surprised he wasn't, like, dripping in sweat. Like, he seemed so uncomfortable.
Okay. To me, wow, he was hashtag unbothered. And I think if I was Jasmine and I was trying to give my spill, here I am being emotional, I'm like telling you how I feel. I'm not asking you to cry or, you know, whatever. If you don't care, you don't care. But the look on his face, he looked like the biggest D-I-C-K.
You think so?
100%.
He's just like not emotionally expressive.
No emotion.
He's like
literally no emotion.
I thought he seemed stressed out. I don't think wrong.
He was very careful.
Over, like,
he was
stressed out, but over it.
Editing does it for me because when she said that she wanted to stay together, they made it look like he was happy. Like, for a split second, because you could see the smiles. So I don't know if that was edited in, but when he said, like, it's a no for me, I was like, oh my God, you let her play herself like that?
And I don't think that it would have been any different, but I think if he would have went first, he still would have said no, and then Jazz would have held her pride and her dignity, and she would have said, you know what? You're damn right. It's a no for me. But something that stood out to me that I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on was whenever they were talking about the intimacy, Jasmine was like, look, this is a problem. Our emotion is not there. That leads into our sex life. And then they said... the communication, and they said something about, Will said, the physical intimacy, when you brought it to my attention, there was more physical intimacy. It stepped it up. Did I miss something?
I guess, like, the cuddling thing on the couch where they were like, what? They missed something. The opportunity to get to know each other for real. I mean, I'm not marrying anybody if I don't have an inkling of what our sex life is going to be like. I'm not doing it. I'm not. It could be a number of things wrong. It could be a number of things wrong.
So you can't make...
You need a preview.
You need to know. Physically.
Well, so if you didn't have sex up until this point, it would have been no questions asked. No.
You would have had to show me that, like, I don't know. You would have had to show me some sort of sign, like, wink. He was so polite, though. Like, he was so... Everything was my wife, my wife, my wife. I thought he was really intellectually trying to get to know her.
He was the only one that kept saying my wife other than Keith.
But he would not kiss her. That's a big sign.
Okay, so did he definitely not show her, you know, himself naked? Like, she never saw...
I don't think so.
His package or anything.
She needs see it at least. And ladies, doesn't she at least need to know what it looks like? Let's just be real.
And men.
look. Fellas.
And men, like, what do you do if you're Will? Like, do you just straight up tell the truth and say, look, I just kind of can't have, I can't take it there with you because I'm one, not attracted, and two, I don't think we're going to last.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a sign. Like, he didn't consummate anything at all in any way. Like, they couldn't even kiss.
Yeah. Sabrina Turner, what's up, says, I think Will needs testosterone shots.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hello. What if...
And Maisha with the okra.
Right?
What else we got in the chat, though?
Man.
Everyone's saying Will was really relieved. Yeah. I think that, too.
Damn, Gina said that Will was like, oh, well.
Yeah, touche.
He pretty much was like...
That was 100% the look on his face all day.
Someone saying, okay, true reality 101. A former girlfriend of his said he's large and great in bed.
I believe so, though. I'm trying to tell y'all he has that energy.
Carmen is all about still giving Will a chance.
I'm really not. But.
She's going to end up with Will.
I just, you have to have, I was championing for Will because I like that he's grounded. Yeah. I like that he communicates how he feels instead of emotionally reacting and trying to draw, like, immature emotions out of her. Though some of his tactics were a little petty, like when he gave her the 6.8. But hey, read the signs. I mean, she ruined it every time too. Like, she wasn't being that affectionate, fun, playful, communicative woman. She was being spoiled brat and just wanting her way. And I don't think a grown man wants a woman. No matter, it's not an age. I saw somebody say something about the age difference. Age is a number. It's a chemistry. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Older, younger, none of that matters. It's just, do we relate and do we connect? And I don't think we saw a gentleman treating a woman who was in the public eye with him with respect and courtesy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he didn't embarrass her.
He tried his best to
show her signs, but not keep it moving. Gabrielle Miller, one last thing on Will and Jazz. Drop some tea. Gabrielle Miller said, at the reunion episodes with Jamie Otis, I got the feeling Will had a crush on Christine. I swear they had an episode together, and he was crushing.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That's a thought.
But I don't think Christina...
And that's another thing. Maybe he didn't give it to her because maybe it's like bomb and he didn't want her hooked on it.
Or sly. I mean,
right. It's a possibility.
Touche. Maddie, anything else you got on Jazz and Will?
You know what? Now that I've seen that preview again...
Who is Heather Yarrett? Because they said Carmen's going to pull a Heather Yarrett.
From... Whoa.
Guys, remind, let us know
yeah,
who that
remind
is.
What season. Remind what season. Everybody... the experts didn't agree, obviously. This was the couple that the experts really believed in. Mm-hmm. And they kind of let them down. Even Dr. Cal and Dr. Pepper were pretty much like, look, you guys have potential. And he called Jazz very special.
Maybe, it's kind of heartbreaking. We don't know. Maybe they miss each other after this, and who knows? We'll mm-hmm. have to wait and see.
Yeah. I think
they
should have
stayed together, though.
My tea is that they probably had... I'm all for people having sex behind closed doors, like all secrecy and stuff, but I honestly think that smile... It was way too good. The smile at the reunion, like, mm-hmm. Will laughed, and he, like, mm-hmm. giggled, and he had this whole swag about mm-hmm. him, like, he just got some.
He had the glow, right?
He had the glow.
Yeah. Some glow.
He had the after-sex guy glow.
Yes.
It's heartbreaking. But let's move on to our special segment. So we normally do rate these couples. I want to do it a little differently. Let's rate these couples over the entire season on how you think they did as far as their effort goes. So the entire season, not necessarily that they're together or not, but just what do you guys think? Let's talk about Steph and AJ. Overall, what do we have to say about them?
Good luck.
Okay. What's the rating? Let's rate these couples.
Oh, that's
Steph and AJ.
They, you know what? They gave us a good show. Give them a 9.
Okay.
Give them a 9. I mean, they gave us a good show.
Real quick round?
Yeah, I would say 8. I think Steph, you know, had a lot of patience. Mm-hmm. So she did a lot better than him.
All right.
She's a 9, he's an 8. If I can do that.
I'm going to speak for Mike. They get a 10.
Of course, 100%. Mike gave him a 10.
And I agree. They get a 10 from me. They, mm-hmm. The transition was really good. So,
good luck.
Quickly,
good luck, guys.
Keith and Christine. Real quick.
That's my 10. That is 10, my 10. Yeah.
All right.
9.
The most growth. She changed her heart. He changed his actions. They warmed up to each other, and they looked naturally like they have great chemistry.
10s all the way around for me, too. Mm-hmm. Luke and Kate.
Disqualified, as usual, but I give Kate the gold star award.
Okay.
Can we possibly do that
Let's go.
Kate gets the gold star award. She put her foot down. And I can't wait until that little sneak preview. She got a gold star from me.
All right, cool beans. I'm going to give Luke and Kate a 2.
A 2 for what?
That she left him and that he kind of made a fool of himself. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. about it. Maddie, what do you think?
A 0.
Okay, cool.
I feel bad
Perfect.
For her. I want to give her more, but...
Yeah,
all right, Jazz and Will.
Oh, Jazz and Will, 6.8, man. Like, you almost, you had what you needed to get there, and you guys did not make the best of it.
Maddie, what
yeah,
you got?
I don't think they tried hard enough.
No.
Like, he was over it for a while.
Yeah.
I say a 5 for them.
I'm going to give them a 6, because I think they both tried. It's just, if the argument would have been a little bit sooner and then they had a little bit longer, I think they would have maybe at least continued. Let's go to, we already got a gold star award from Carmen.
Yeah,
let's get our gold star award from Maddie.
Well, I was going to say Steph, probably, because she put her foot down. I don't think it's going to last. But she's giving AJ some time to, you know, maybe behave and not have an outburst. But I don't think it's going to work. But I really like her. She's my favorite out of everyone because she's so chill. I don't have that much patience. I'm jealous.
She is a very mature woman. That's what I get from her. You can't just knock her off her square. And I like that.
Very much mm-hmm. so. I already gave my gold star award earlier, but I'm giving it to Dr. Pepper because she asked the question of the entire damn season. How the heck did you continue to have sex? Let's do our fan segment. I don't know if we have some nice special music or something that we can play. You guys have been so ridiculously bomb this entire season, and we broke another record.
Yes, we
this
did.
This live chat, again, I think it was up to like 220.
224.
So, 224.
It is so, nice. Top chat.
Yet again, so all of the comments, all the insights, you guys are bomb. So let's read a few. We've already called out a few of you in the chat, so I'm going to call out DK486, Family First, Cindy Williams, J. Brooke 07, Philnia Bar, my apologies. Mabel Lane Rose Lady, Monica Alley, CCN, Selena Edwards, In Sync Monk, Marquita W, Saraya Ray, See You Who's, Chanel 5, Lori Elkins, Infinite One, and TJ.
All right, moving right along. Siobhan Rorden, sorry. Angela Brown, Marcus A, Kelly Aston, Layla Adams, Carolyn Levias Moore, Yvonne Dolores, Gabriel Miller, Bagel Blarney, Tracy R, Gwen Cornish, Bernadine Long, Kenichi Mitchell, and Kimberly Polanski.
Hey.
Shout outs.
Woo. Okay, we got Nessa Marquin, _E, Reality TV with B, Mr. Rolly Wuda.
Oli Wuda.
Yeah, who's been in most of, like, literally all of our chats. It's amazing.
Yes, Oli Wuda. Love yeah. you guys.
Space Kitty 69, J-Star 69, Lynn Niskela, J-Star Fun, Zurelius. How do I say that?
Zurelius.
Nita Key, double E again. Sorry, that's a repeat. Miss Brown Sugar, Happy Mom, Aphrodite Witch, and Chrissy H.
And listen, Aphrodite Witch, I don't think I'm super observant. I don't think I'm like, you know, the most super observant person. I just see what I see, and I don't have a problem speaking on it, okay?
All right.
But thanks for tuning in.
And we got some, Siri agrees. And
yes.
We got some people in the live chat, too. Kate M., C-Piss, part of me. I don't know what that means. But we love you, Bako Barney, all of you guys, Aaron Patty. You guys are completely awesome.
Yeah,
so,
you guys are awesome.
Next week, we will be doing the reunion show. So let's go. I don't even get, you
yes.
know what? Give the views, comment what you want to talk about, all the tea. We're going to be talking about it next week, too. We'll have Mike
yes.
hopefully sitting in the seat
yes.
with us and someone on the couch. So to continue the conversation up until then, Maddie,
yes.
where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Maddie Pox. Thanks so much, guys. I'm excited for the reunion.
Woo!
And I am on Twitter and Instagram at King_Karma_. That's Karma with a C.
And I am Takira Shabre. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre. We will see you, hopefully, guys, next week. Deuces!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.